Here's something Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said recently.
I am obsessed with a goal to eliminate blight from the city of Detroit entirely by 2025.
Duggan wants Detroit voters to approve a $250 million bond to take down around 19,000 vacant homes. His administration has demolished about that many already. But some Detroiters wonder what eliminating blight really means and if they'll have a place in the city's post-demolition future. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has our story.
The East Outer Drive and Hayes community is like a lot of Detroit neighborhoods. There are some dense, pleasant residential streets. But others are like gap-toothed smiles. Occupied and vacant homes are scattered amongst empty lots, and then there are the blocks with few homes left at all. Spoon Taylor has lived in a tidy corner house here for 32 years. He remembers what it was like when he first moved in.
Oh, it was real nice. Plenty of trees and plenty of houses and plenty of folks. And I've seen them going. You know, they're going, but nothing's coming back.
Since Mike Duggan became Detroit's mayor in 2014, he's tackled Detroit's tens of thousands of abandoned homes with a vengeance. The city is in the midst of an unprecedented project to completely eliminate them within the next few years. The bold plan is already well underway, and few areas have seen more action than Outer Drive and Hayes here on the city's east side. Spoon Taylor approves.
It looks a lot better without all the vacant houses and trash, you know. Like that one's been vacant for years, but I try to keep it clean over there so it don't look as bad. We don't have to sit here and look at it.
But other Detroiters are more ambivalent about this transformation of their neighborhoods. Tadarian Sanders has lived here for over 40 years. He says without a doubt, things are better and safer without so many dangerous vacant homes around. But he's also skeptical about the end game.
Tear them down? Yeah, that's a good thing, but about the land.
Sanders thinks the people who stayed in this neighborhood for decades should have a say in what happens with all this new open space, maybe even get a chance to buy it. What he doesn't want is a bunch of outside investors just gobbling up the land.
Why are you giving it to somebody who's about to play Monopoly with the city?
Morningside is another East Side Detroit neighborhood that's seen a number of demolitions. James Johnson is playing horseshoes with his brother in an empty lot across the street from his house. He was born and raised here, and he doesn't like what the city is doing to his neighborhood.
People living in it, they push them out, and they tearing these houses down for nothing. Nice brick houses. For what?
Johnson answers his own question.
Trying to push us across 8 Mile.
Johnson's theory is that aggressive demolitions are part of an effort to push longtime Detroiters out of the city. It's one you hear pretty often in this 80% African-American city that's run by a white mayor. It's also something the Duggan administration is trying to counter.
Everything we're doing is for the people who stayed.
That's Arthur Jemison. He's Detroit's head of planning, housing, and development. Jemison says there's no pre-existing grand plan to remake the city. He says deciding what comes next will be a neighborhood-by-neighborhood process of figuring out what a post-demolition landscape looks like, one that's driven by the people who live there.
It's Detroiters imagining a city without vacant and abandoned structures with the very best talent from around the country and here in Detroit. That's how we're going to identify the future of these neighborhoods.
Duggan's remaining demolition plans hinge on a $250 million bond proposal the city says would not hike taxes. But it needs voter approval. And this question of what a supposedly blight-free Detroit should look like and who that change would be for is a pressing one for many of the residents who will decide. Back in Morningside, James Johnson says he's tried to buy this lot where he's playing horseshoes, but the city won't sell. Johnson did manage to get another empty lot right next to his house, but he says he'd rather have more neighbors than more space.
All these houses are going to be fields in a minute. And in a minute, there's going to be somebody out here buying these houses and anything from everybody, and it's going to be a wrap.
Many Detroiters are already living the reality of Duggan's obsession with ending blight. Some see hope in it, but others, like Johnson, see it as the end, at least for them. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.